Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Anti-Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted today to be back on our radio blog talk, radio broadcast for the study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Bless his holy name on today. We're going to get ready to just have a short devotion here. I will be reading from Psalms 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He have made his wondrous works to remember. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalms 111. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word.
May your strength be you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your in the way they should, and may your bad day prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your battle end the way they should, and may your blessing prove that God is good. See, may your whole life prove that God. See, may your struggle keep you in the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your battle in the way they should, and may your blessing be that God. He let your whole life move. May your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God, and may your battle in the way they should, and may your bad day prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggle keep you near the cross, and may your trouble show that you need God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, just confessing and repenting, God, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now, God, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. Move me from this flesh on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, move me, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I just give you glory tonight. I give you praise. I magnify your name. I glorify your holy name on tonight. I ask you right now, God, to open up our understanding, open up our minds on tonight, Father, that we may receive your word, and just like it's written in the book, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you now to bind up every strong man, bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to just move by your power, God, over this Bible class, God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will come. Bless your word even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify you, God. We just thank you now. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So we are on chapter 7 and 8, which in our questions we don't have. We don't have 7. We only have 8. But I'm going to try to read 7 and 8. Since Prophetess Brown is not here on tonight, I'm going to try to read it. It's just a lot of names. So chapter 7 says, now the sons of Issachar were Tolan, Tola, Puha, Jashab, and Sharon, 4. And the sons of Tola is Uzziah and Rephia and Jeriel and Jamah, Gibsam and Shemuel, heads of their father's house. So with Tola, they were vigilant men of might in their generation, whose number was in the days of David, 22,600. And the sons of Uzzi, Azara, and the sons of Azara was Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ashiel, 5, all of them chief men, and with them, by their generations after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons, and their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogy 87,000. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Bercher and Jediel. That was three. And the sons of Belial, Belai, is Ezbon, Uzai, the Uzziel, Jeroboth, Ariel. Five heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogy 20 and 2,334. And the sons of Bercher, Zimmerah, and Joash, Elzar, and Elianiah, and Omar, and Jeremiah, and Abia, and Anthai, and Elamah. All these are the sons of Bercher, and the number of them after their genealogies by their generations, head of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 20,200. The sons also Jadiel, Belhar, and the sons of Belhar was Josh, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chanaha, and Zathan, and Tarshan, and Hizahar, and all these the son of Jadiel, by the heads of their father, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers fit to go out for the war in battle. Shuppen also, and Huppen, children of Ur, and Husham, the sons of Ahar, the sons of Naphtali, Jahaziel, and Gunna, and Jazar, and Shalom, the son of Belhai, the son of Manasseh, Azrael, whom she bare, but his concubine, the Amorites, bare Makar, the father of Gilead, and Makar took two wives, the sister of Huppen and Shuppen, whose sister name was Michal, and the name of the second was Zophelnhad, and Zophelnhad had daughters. And Michal, the wife of Makar, bare a son, and she called his name Parash, and the name of his brother was Sherash, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam, and the sons of Ulam, Vadam. These were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Makar, the sons of Manasseh. And his sister, Homalika, bare Ishad and Abiezar, Mahala, and the sons of Shemada were Ahad and Shechem, and Lehi and Anamim, and the sons of Ephraim, Shuthenai, and Bered his son, Kahath his son, and Eladah his son, and Tahath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shutalah his son, and Azar and Elad, let me see, Azar and Elad, whom the men of Gath that were born in the land, that were born in that land, slew, because they came down to take away the cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he had went in to his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sharia, who built Beth-Horon, the Nether, and the Upper, and Izian Sharah, and Rapha was his son, also Rasheph, and Telai son, and Tehan his son, and Ladan his son, and Mirahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun, his son, Jeshua, his son, in their possessions and inheritance were Bethel and the towns thereof, eastward Naran and westward Gezer, with the towns thereof Shechem, also in the towns thereof unto Gaza, the towns thereof by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Beth Shean and her towns, Tidnak and her towns, Medago and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwell the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The son of Asher, Imnah, and Ishua, and Ishiah, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Melchiel, who is the father of Barizizdith, and Heber begot Japhlet, and Shomor, and Hothan, and Shea, their sister, and the same, then the sons of Japhlet, Peshach, and Bimhal, and Shevet. These are the children of Japhlet, the sons of Shemoah, Ahai, Rogah, Jerubah, and Aram, and the sons of his brother Helam, Zopham, and Imnah, and Shelash, and Ammon, the sons of Japhiah, Yeshua, and Hornfer, and Shua, and Emorai, Bezer, and Hud, the Shemai, Shulshan, and Etherin, and Beer, and the sons of Jethin is Jephunneh, and Pispah, and Ara, and the sons of Uel is Era, and Hanel, and Rezion. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the prince, and the number thereout throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men. What was I reading? So this must be 8. Yeah, it's got to be 8. Yeah, it's got to be 8. Now Benjamin begot Belai, his firstborn, Ashbel, the second, Hariah, the third, Nohah, the fourth, Rapha, the fifth, the sons of Bela, were Ador, and Jerah, and Abihu, and Aspashur, and Naaman, and Ahor, and Gareah, and Shaphufan, and Huran, and these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitation of Geba, and they removed them to Manasseh, and Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gerah. He removed them and begot Uzai, Ahihud, and Shahiram begot children in the country of Moab after he had sent them away. Hushim and Barah were his wives, and he begot Hodesh, his wife, Jobab, and Zimabah, and Misha, and Melchain, and Jayuz, and Shechem, and Mara. These were the sons head of the father. These were his sons, heads of the fathers, and of Hishman, he begot Abitub and Elpah. And the sons of Elpah was Eber and Masham and Shem, who built Onan and Lod with the towns thereof, Beriah also and Shimon, who were heads of the father of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath and Ahio, Shimshak and Jeremoth and Zabudai and Orad and Adar and Mikael and Ispah and Johad and the sons of Beriah. Zabadi and Meshulam and Hezekiah and Herba, Hebra, Ishmariah and Jazla and Jobab, the sons of El-Pal and Jacob, Zerik, Zabadi and Elaniah and Zilladai and Eliel and Adai and Beriah, Shemarat, the sons of Shimei, and Ishpan and Hebra and Elion, the Abon and Zikri and Hinan and Hananiah and Elam and Antothropajai and Iphadia and Penuel, the sons of Shishak and Shemashariah and Shehariah, Thelium and Josiah and Eliah and Zerik, the sons of Jeroham. And these were heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem and at Gibeon dwelt the fathers of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Michal. And his firstborn son, Abdon and Zer and Kish and Bel and Nadab, Jindor and Ahoa and Zachor and Milklot begot Shimea, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Nor begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Micaiah, Lucia, and Abadab, and Ishbel. And the sons of Jonathan was Meribel, and Meribel begot Michal, or Michael. And Ahaz begot Jehoiada, and the sons of Michael were Pithon, and Melech, and Teriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begot Elamaz, and Ezmaveth, and Zerum, and Zimri begot Mosai, and Mosai begot Benani, and Rapha was his son, Elisha his son, Azel his son, and Azel had six sons whose name was these: Zerik, Zerikim, Bochara, Ishmael, and Sheria, and Abadiah, Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, and the sons of Eshek. His brother were Ulam, his firstborn, Jehush, the second, and Eliphelet, the third. And the son of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons and sons and sons, hundreds and fifties. All these were the sons of Benjamin. Amen. Have mercy, Lord. So, we got one question between 7 and 8. One question. What is it? Let me see. From what descendant did Jacob was Saul? Shoot, all them names I don't read. I don't know what it is. What descendant? Oh, I just got to reading it. Let me see. Jacob. It was Benjamin, but I'm just trying to find the it was Benjamin, but I'm trying to find the verse. It was Jacob. All these names. But it was the sons of Jacob. It was Benjamin. Let me ask the question again. From what descendant of Jacob was Saul? He was from the descendant of Benjamin. Saul was. And that's really the only question that we have on this. But we should have more to say about this. Now, I've been looking at commentaries and stuff like that. And this is chapter 7 and chapter 8. And it's not a whole lot in the commentaries, but it's some like in chapter 7, it says, verse 2, it says, whose number was in the days of David? Whether this was the number returned by Joab and his assistant when they made that census of people with which God was so much displeased, we know not. It is worthy of remark that we read here the sons of 3 tribes, Benjamin, Issachar, and Asher, under the reign of David, so which is mentioned nowhere else, and yet we have no account here of other tribes, probably because the author found no public registers in which such numeration was recorded. Anyway, it wasn't recorded about Benjamin and Issachar and Asher. In verse 3, it says the sons of Azariah was 5, and there are, however, only 4 names in the text instead of 5. The Syriac and the Arabic read 4. If 5 be the truth reading, then Azariah must be reckoned with his 4 sons. So they saying that this thing was written, and they were trying to make sure that everything was right, because when you writing stuff or journaling stuff and you trying to get it all into one place, I can imagine how hard it is, because you writing over here and you writing about different tribes and what they stood for, all of the children and all of that. So they wanted to make sure they was putting the right stuff in the right place. Verse 6 says, the sons of Benjamin was Beli, Beli, and Bercher, and Jediel. He had 10 sons of Benjamin, Arekin, Bela, Becha, Ash, Bea, Gera, Naaman, Ira, Rush, Muppin, Huppin, and Arad, 5 sons only of Benjamin are mentioned. Bela, Ishbel, Aram, Shutapham, and Hushpham, and Arad, and Naaman are there said to be the sons of Bela, consequently grandsons of Benjamin. In the beginning of the following chapter, 5 sons of Benjamin are mentioned. So here they trying to show whether the mighty men of valor and all this stuff about fighting, they really, to me, they having babies and stuff, and they having mostly men, but they raising these men up for war. They raising them up to fight against the enemy, of course. And so they got so many men of valor, so many men of so many mighty men. And when you're talking about coming from Issachar and Benjamin and them, you got your hands full. Because God loved both of them, Benjamin and Issachar. Mm-hmm. Let's see. In the beginning of the final chapter, okay, all the names right there. Verse 21, whom the men of Gath, we know nothing of their circumstances, but that is related here. The Targum paraphrases the whole thus. These were the leaders of the house of Ephraim, and they computed their period for boundary from the time in which the word of the Lord of the universe spake with Abraham between the divisions, the separated part of the covenant sacrifice, but they erred, for they should have counted from the time in which Isaac was born. They went out of Egypt there for 30 years before the period, for 30 years before the birth of Isaac, the word of the Lord of the universe spake with Abraham between the division. And when they went out of Egypt, there were with them 200,000 warriors of the tribes of Ephraim, whom the men of Gath and natives of the land of the Philistines slew, because they came down that they might carry away their cattle. And Ephraim, their father, mourned for them many days, and all his brethren came to comfort him. So, and I don't just want to read all this stuff, but it does tell you a little bit about how Ephraim, the leaders of the house of Ephraim here, and how they had imputed a period or a boundary from the time in which the word of the Lord of the universe spake with Abraham between the divisions. So, you know, they got another division of the Bible where it says between the testaments. I've read it, and I think I got it in there. Didn't nobody take it out of my thing in there. I think I got it in there. But, yeah, it's called between the testaments. And it's a lot of stuff happened between those testaments. One day I'm going to do research, even in that book, and we can just see what they got in the book. I don't know why they didn't attach it to the Bible, but they make mention, like they just did then, about the divisions. Ain't that something? Abraham between the divisions, the separate part of the covenant. So that was a covenant sacrifice. But they erred, for they should have counted from the time in which Isaac was born. They went out of Egypt, therefore, 30 years before the period. For 30 years before the period of Isaac, the word of the Lord of the universe spake with Abraham between the divisions. And when they went out of Egypt, there were with them 200,000 warriors in the tribe of Ephraim, whom the men of Gath, the natives of the land of the Philistines, slew, because they came down, and Ephraim, their father, mourned for them. So they must, a lot of them must have got killed, because Ephraim was mourning. So a lot of his men were killed, those mighty men of valor. But see, it's one thing about this war stuff. If God don't tell you to go, when God tells you to do a thing, that is what you should do. You shouldn't turn to the left or to the right when God tell you to do a thing. That's what we got to do. All the men lost their life because they was disobedient. They wasn't hearing what the word of the Lord was saying. They did what they wanted to do. So we have to be careful ourselves and apply this thing to our lives this as well. We got to do what God called us to do. You know, we can do some other things, but you best know that whatever God called me to do, I'm going to do it first. I want to do it first. And it says, and he went into his wife, and she conceived and bare another son and called his name Berea, because he was born in the time in which the evil happened in his house. So, you know, that was just symbolic right there. And he was so mad, probably when he was trying to get the boy, get the baby, you know, it was like an evil thing that he was doing. Anybody got any questions? That's 7 and 8. And I guess next week we'll be out of these genealogies. We will let it be 9 and 10 because we don't have it Thursday. Let me see what Thursday. Supposed to have it the first and third Thursday. Let me see. This might be the third Thursday too. No, it's the fourth Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, I keep getting confused over there with 9, because 9 and 10 is next week. So, it was a lot going on. They was trying to let us know what our genealogy was. And like I said before, we need to know where to go. We need to know that we should go to First Chronicles and see where we came from, for sure. If we're not able to do that, we need to go back. We need to learn more. And y'all just forgive me because I am really tired, but I'm good. Because, you know, if you don't know where you came from, and I'm not just saying that because we know, but it's a whole lot of other races need to know where they come from. If they don't know where they come from, what they going to do? They don't even know their ancestors and stuff. I don't know. I don't know about that. I want to know where I come from. And a lot of those, Abraham was a father of many nations. So he is the father of those Arabs. He is the father of them as well, you know. So, you know, he's the father of many nations. So we have to be careful with that. They get mad at you if they hear you say, Abraham, my father, because they feel like it's just their father. Mm-hmm. And so we have no right to claim him as our father, but we came down through him. He is our father. He married that Ethiopian woman. What he thought, what kind of children he thought he's going to get? And then the slaves came, and then the Ethiopians were selling them off. So that all that came on down the line, but yeah. He was mentioning Abraham in this passage. Anybody have any questions or comments? Y'all better help me because I'm tired. Yeah, so I know it ain't really nothing you can ask in these, but still good. It's still good to know these things. I'm a counsel Bible class because y'all ain't saying nothing. We need to start trying to study our Bible class stuff so we can talk back. If Carla was on here, it would be probably a little better than Mario, but it's a hard thing for me to read both of them chapters and then try to ask the questions, answer the questions and everything. And ain't too many questions you can ask in the genealogy, but I just read some stuff. I'm kind of tired of reading. That's why I stopped reading, because I'm He was trying to put me to sleep. But we need to know, and then it's another a race of people, Nephilims or something like that. Let me see which word it go. It's Nephilims. Let's see. They run up to 79. No, that's last week. These are children up. Okay. Nephians, Nathadims, or something like that. And I wanted to know who they were. Let me see. It was Nethilit or something like that. Anyway, it says,
am I reading right?
Yeah. Ezra proceeded, and I'm reading some commentary. If Ezra proceeded as our soul, a very imperfected notion of the rules of true criticism, and it is no wonder that he has left so many faults in his text, the same as Mephibosheth. For as the Israelites detested Baal, which signifies Lord, changed it into Boshnath, which signifies shame or reproach. The sons of Elam, the mighty men of valor, the Targum speaks honorably of them. The sons of Ulam were mighty and strong men, subduing by wisdom their evil, conspicuous as men being a bold. Therefore, they had many sons and grandsons. The six sons of Azel mentioned in verse 38, their agorical exposition were sufficient to load 13,000 camels. No doubt these were reputed to be deeply learned men. They had education. There was a time when the allegorizers and the metformen ranked very lightly in a critical country. At present, they are almost totally out of fashion. May they never recover their footing, but what a shame for hyperbole is that the writings of six men, a load for 13,000 camels, that's something. That's some commentary that was in, I guess this was chapter 8. I was looking for this last tribe, and it started with an N. And it almost reminds you of Nephilims. Nephilims are with the tribe of the Philistines. But it's another word for the here. It starts with an N. And it wasn't quite Nephilim. It was. It had that PH in her head, some T's and I's and L's in it. I read it, and I saw it a couple of times. Because I don't think that God wanted us to go to bed, men to go to bed with women of that race, and women to go to bed with men from that race, because that's how a lot of the angels, the fallen angels, came and were made like that. But I cannot seem to find where it was. Now, for Telly, it was one of them that I seen. Let me look at my other book. It's not. That's what because in this one commentary, it's got the first chapter through the ninth chapter, so they summed it all up as one. Let me see if it's mentioned in here. And we're not there for his. So the first through the 10th was the genealogy, and the next, the chapter 10, is going to be Saul's reign. It's going to talk about the reign of Saul, but this started from Adam. This genealogy started from Adam all the way to, then this is from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 through chapter 4. This is where, right here, is where you find out where you came from and I came from, because it has Adam, Seth, Enoch, Kenan, Mahalalel, Gerard, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth. So between the first verse and the fourth verse, that's where all of that come from. And then from the fifth chapter, traces the tribe of Reuben to the captivity. And so Reuben got captured. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, but he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. So he lost his birthright for sleeping with his daddy's wife. I still don't see that one of that one tribe. Yes, it is. This is Nephilim. E-N-E-T-H-I-N-I-M-S. I need to know what tribe. I want to know if it says the Nephilim are mentioned. The word Nephilim means servant. They could have been slaves. So that's what it was. That's what I saw. They were slaves back then. They was the only slaves. And they could have been slaves. There is a question as to whether or not Israel had slaves. I think they did, but not of their own brethren. Essentially, that is what the Gibeonites had become. The Gibeonites had become slaves. They were used in the service of the temple, probably swept out of the temple, polished and brass and things like that. And this is over here in chapter 9. That's why I didn't see it, because I guess I had been reading ahead and saw the Nethinims. It's the 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 2. And that's what began slavery right there. Right there. And let me circle this, because it did begin slavery right here, the Nephilims. And I guess it continued to us. Now, whether they were black or not, I'm going to look it up and see. But Nephilims means servant. And they could have been slaves. And there is a question as to whether or not Israel had slaves. I'm sure they did. Any questions, y'all? We got 10 minutes. Any comments? Okay. Well, I'm about to. I'm going to pray the rest of this time, because I can't stand quiet like this. And I can't afford to be talking like this. Listen, I'm doing something. Listen, I'm doing something. I'm going to get ready to pray. I'm going to pray until it's time to get off of here. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, just repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I come now, God, just thanking you for opening up our understanding on tonight, Father. You know we're all suffering kind of in our bodies, in our minds. But, Father, I'm asking you, God, to let this be the last time that this happens, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be more attentive to your word, God. Even me, God, because I'm the leader here, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you to give me substance, give me things to say and things to do, God, for this Bible class. This is the dullest Bible class in the mighty name of Jesus because we don't communicate, we don't talk in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, I'm asking you on tonight to do something about it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to just come in like a rushing mighty wind. Give us an unctioning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us a mind to study. Give us a mind to look up every word if necessary, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give me more time that I can do more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, to bless this ministry. Bless the End Time Men, Women of War Global Ministry. Bless the Life Support Outreach Church. Bless the Prayer Room Ministry, God. Bless every member on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to come in now, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to give us tenacity, God. Give us some commitment, God. Give us some support here, some loyalty, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you right now. I bless your name on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. I'm asking you now, God, to let your anointing fall on tonight. Lord, I don't know what seemed to be the problem, but God, we got to do something about this problem. Lord, I'm crying out tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what else to do, God. I'm spreading it out at your feet tonight, God. I place it at your feet, God. I know you can do something about it. I'm asking you to give us new ideas on tonight, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to give us new substance, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm crying out tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to let the words on these pages, the words jump out at us, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to open up our mind, open up our understanding. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable, Lord, in thy sight. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to take over, Holy Spirit, and take control on tonight. Move, Lord, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless, wake this Bible class up, wake the Bible study up, in the name of Jesus. Wake it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, Father. Do it tonight, God. You know what we need, God. We don't know what we need, but you know, God. You know, Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for everything. I thank you, God. I bless you tonight, God. I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, to send somebody, God. Send something, God. Let the Holy Spirit, the holy anointing fall on us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us know we got to bring something in order to get something. We got to put something in to get something out, in the name of Jesus. I know it may not mean much right now, but it's going to mean something later, in the name of Jesus. He said, study to show yourself approved unto God. If we don't study,
if we don't put nothing in, we won't get nothing out. It's just like wasted time in the name of Jesus. But I don't believe that. Hallelujah. I beg to differ in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. The devil is alive. The devil is alive. The devil is alive in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight for every word in this Bible. I thank you, God. I'm asking you to resurrect it, God. Resurrect it, God. Resurrect it, God. Resurrect our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. Resurrect it tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, ain't no sleeping giant. Hallelujah. Ain't no little eyes and big ears. In the name of Jesus. God, we all are one accord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you on tonight to be in the midst, Lord, of this Bible study. Be right in the midst on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to show up and show out at every Bible study, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it's just me, God, show up and show out in the name of Jesus. But you said, Lord, when two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, God, we need you to stand up in us tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you of this move. I hear what you're telling me, God. I hear you tonight. God says it's going to be a move of God in this Bible class. Hallelujah. So y'all can just hang on and take it for a ride. Hallelujah. Y'all can better put your seatbelts on because God in it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank the Holy Ghost for coming in like a rushing mighty wind. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That he's going to let his anointing fall. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this evening. Thank you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you, Lord. This is your word. You said, thank you, God. The word is God. When we don't take time to study the word, we have to know that the word is God. The word, we got to have time out for God. This is God's word. The word is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we think more of God than just this. I do. I do. So things are going to be different. Hallelujah. Things are going to be different. Hallelujah. I'm just letting y'all know by next Tuesday, because we don't get out of here. We don't study this Thursday. We don't do it this Thursday. But next Tuesday, I'm coming back with a vengeance. I'm coming back for my God. Word, because he said the word is God. The word was God. The word is God. If we can't study his word, how are we going to love him? If we can't do the best we can in the word of God, hallelujah, and I ain't going to let that fall on me, because I don't care what it takes. I'm going to start getting in this word. I'm going to eat it up like he told the boy to eat the scroll up. I'm going to eat it up. And I'm going to let it go down in my belly and come out and through my mouth. Hallelujah. I'm going to eat this word up like it's some good food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I know God's word won't return void. And I know God's word, he's not going to start a work and don't finish it. Hallelujah. His word would not return void. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. For this opportunity to be a reader. Hallelujah. I usually don't read like that, but just to be a reader, I thank and praise God on tonight for this word that God has given us, even about the genealogy. We need to know where we are in God. If we don't know where we are in God, what good are we? We can't tell nobody where we come from or where we're going or where we've been. Hallelujah. We got to have some of this word down on. And he said, if you and me and my word in you, you can ask me anything, and I'll do it. But if we ain't got God's word down in us, how are we going to ask God to do anything for us? And if we do have the nerve to ask him, is he going to do it? Hallelujah. He said, if you and me and my word is in you, you can ask me, and I'll do it. I want God's word living inside of me. I want his word, the living word. I want the living word in me. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for it on tonight. For God is a good God, and he's worthy. God is worthy tonight. God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just thank him right now. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I just lift him up every time I think about the goodness of the Lord. Every time I think about where he brought me from. Every time I look back over my life. Every time I turn around, God is doing it over and over and over. God is doing it over again. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on tonight. I bless his name tonight. I give God all the glory. Hallelujah. I give him all the praise. I give him all the honor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let it be. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. It won't be like this again. I won't let it be like this. I won't let it with the help of God. It will not be like this. That's why people don't come to this Bible class, because it sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. Hallelujah. But we need it to be on fire all the time, just like they run to the prayer meeting every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday morning. Going to start Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then in February we're going to start Saturday at noontime. They run to them, they can run to the Bible class. I thank and praise God for it all, because God knows just what he's doing. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He wanted to see what we're going to do. I ain't going to give up. I'm going to start inviting people to come to this Bible class so it can get back on point, because right now it needs resurrection. Resurrecting. That's what it needs. Resurrecting. Hallelujah. For God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So do we have any comments tonight before we get ready to close out? Because we're getting ready to close out. Amen. Amen. I thank and praise the Lord on tonight. For God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I just, you know, sometimes, and I know we're all busy. I know we're all busy. But we have to keep God first. We have to keep the word of God first. And I keep telling y'all, the word was God, the word is God. And his word is bittersweet. You don't put no sugar coating on his word. I thank and praise the Lord on tonight for his word. We're going to get ready to go just to close our Father. We just thank you now. We praise you right now, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. You all go in peace. Hallelujah. I'll see you all in the morning. By the grace of God, he let me live and nothing's happened. You all have a good night. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you. Good night.